Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Baby Decision, How to Make the Most Important Choice of Your Life by Merle Bombardieri, MSWWWW. Is a nonfiction decision-making guide focused on one of adulthood's most consequential and emotionally charged choices, whether to have children or remain child-free. First published in 1981 and later revised and updated, the book is designed for people who feel stuck between competing desires, fears, values, and external pressures. It combines psychotherapeutic insight with practical structure, offering readers a way to move beyond endless pros and cons lists and toward a decision they can understand and trust. Rather than arguing for one outcome, the book treats both parenthood and child-free living as legitimate possibilities. Its purpose is to help individuals and couples clarify what they actually want, recognize social myths, discuss differences constructively, and make a choice that fits their lives, relationships, and long-term well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured five-step process for resolving ambivalence about parenthood. The book is built around a five-step framework that helps readers move from confusion to decision. This matters because the baby question is rarely a simple preference. It often involves fear of regret, uncertainty about identity, relationship strain, and conflicting values. Bombardieri does not present decision-making as a quick revelation. Instead, she breaks the process into manageable stages so readers can examine the choice in a disciplined way. That structure is one of the book's main strengths because it gives form to a problem that often feels shapeless. People who are stuck in rumination can use the framework to identify what they actually know, what they are assuming, and what still needs exploration. The book's approach also recognizes that a careful decision may still involve sadness or ambiguity. Rather than demanding absolute certainty, it helps readers reach enough clarity to choose responsibly and move forward. This makes the method practical for individuals and couples who need a path out of indecision, not just reassurance. Secondly, self-exploration exercises that uncover deeper values, fears, and desires. A major feature of the book is its use of exercises, checklists, and reflective prompts to uncover what Bombardieri calls the deeper self-knowledge behind the decision. The point is not simply to compare childcare costs with career goals or measure pros and cons. Instead, the exercises are meant to reveal hidden attitudes about freedom, intimacy, responsibility, legacy, aging, and personal fulfillment. This is important because many people approach the baby decision with socially inherited assumptions rather than fully examined feelings. The book's exercises help readers notice where their thoughts come from and whether those thoughts are actually theirs. This method is especially useful for readers who can articulate arguments on both sides, but still do not know what they want. By shifting attention from abstract debate to self-inquiry, the book makes the decision more personal and concrete. It also reflects the author's clinical background. The process is designed to surface ambivalence safely and productively, not to eliminate it artificially. That gives the book a therapeutic quality without making it abstract or overly clinical. Thirdly, separating genuine preference from cultural pressure and family expectation. The book pays close attention to the influence of social norms, family pressure, and cultural expectations on reproductive decisions. This is a central theme because many people do not arrive at the baby question in a neutral state. They may feel that parenthood is the default adult path, that child-free living requires justification, or that relatives and friends have an unwritten vote in the matter. Bombardieri helps readers identify when they are reacting to expectations rather than expressing a true preference. That distinction is crucial, because a decision made mainly to satisfy others can produce long-term dissatisfaction, even if it looks acceptable from the outside. The book also normalizes the fact that people may feel conflicted precisely because the cultural story around parenthood is so strong. By challenging myths and assumptions, it gives readers permission to evaluate the choice on their own terms. This does not mean rejecting family influence entirely. Rather, it means understanding its role clearly. The result is a more autonomous decision, one grounded in personal values instead of pressure, guilt, or fear of judgment. Fourthly, practical guidance for couples who do not agree about having children. Another important dimension of the book is relationship communication. Bombardieri offers guidance on how to talk about the issue without escalating it into blame, avoidance, or emotional shutdown. The book's value here lies in its realism. Disagreement is treated as common and workable, not as proof that a relationship has failed. It helps couples examine whether they are discussing the decision honestly, whether they are listening to each other's fears and hopes, and whether they are using the same facts and assumptions. That matters because many couples get trapped in repetitive conversations that produce more confusion than insight. The book provides a way to replace circular arguments with clearer dialogue. It also acknowledges that compromise is not always possible or appropriate, which makes the guidance more credible. For readers and partnerships, this section gives the decision a relational framework rather than treating it as an isolated private choice. Lastly, a balanced view of parenthood. Child-free living, fertility, and adoption. The book stands out for treating multiple life paths as legitimate and worth examining, including parenthood, child-free living, one-child families, single parenting, LGBTQ parenting, fertility considerations, and adoption. This breadth matters because many decision books implicitly assume one preferred outcome. Bombardieri instead tries to make the choice fact-based and inclusive, so readers can evaluate what each option would actually require. This is especially useful for people who feel trapped between idealized images of parenting and equally simplified images of child-free freedom. By addressing practical realities, the book reduces the chance that readers will decide based on fantasies or incomplete information. It also acknowledges that fertility and adoption can affect timing and feasibility, which means the decision is not purely emotional. At the same time, the book avoids turning the question into a technical checklist. The emphasis remains on choosing a life that fits the reader's values, circumstances, and emotional capacities. This balanced presentation is one reason the book has lasting relevance. It respects complexity without losing clarity. In conclusion, this book is best suited for individuals and couples who are genuinely undecided about parenthood and want a serious, non-judgmental way to think through the choice. It is especially useful for readers who feel stuck in repetitive pros and cons, are worried about regret, or need help separating personal desire from social pressure. Therapists, coaches, and counselors may also find it valuable as a practical framework for supporting clients through reproductive ambivalence. What makes it stand out in its category is its combination of clinical experience, structured exercises, and balanced treatment of both parenthood and child-free living. Many books about this topic lean toward persuasion, identity politics, or anecdotal reassurance. Bombardieri's book is more process-oriented. It focuses on decision quality, relationship communication, and self-knowledge. That makes it less about telling readers what to choose and more about helping them make a choice they can trust. For a subject that often generates anxiety and paralysis, that distinction is important. The book's enduring value lies in its clarity, respect for uncertainty, and practical attention to how people actually make life-defining decisions. If you would like to support Merle Bombardieri, MSW Likes SW, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.